Let us now try to ask the Lord for his help and blessing. Most faithful and ever-living God, it is in the morning of this fair Sabbath day that thy hand has so kindly brought us together in the house of prayer, in the house that thou hast set apart on the day that thou hast consecrated, that we should seek thee, that we should come before thy countenance and by grace be given to bow, to acknowledge thee and to worship thee. But, O Lord, in paradise we have ruined all this. We no longer seek after thee, nor do we desire to esteem thee and to honor thee. For it was our wicked choice to sit upon the throne ourselves. And, Lord, now thou hast not yet made a full end with us. For thou hadst from all eternity that holy, sovereign, good pleasure that a chosen people beloved by thee would have to be saved. Our Lord, that was thy will, thy counsel, and nothing could ever alter it. For thou wilt do all thy good pleasure. And therefore thou hast still spared us and kept us, that in due time all those who were numbered by thee shall come to conversion by the power of thy Spirit. And therefore thou hast also given us thy house and thy day, thy word as the means of grace. And now we may come here still and hear what thou hast to say unto the churches. We may still come and seek to bring our petitions before thee. And Lord, may it now be the place where thy Spirit will work, even in this morning, and grant a forfeited blessing. Lord, it is the time still that the passion of thy beloved Son may be commemorated. Wilt thou give us something of it, Lord? For he did come to this earth to give his soul a ransom for many. Oh, that incomprehensible wonder for a lost and undone sinner, for one who is deserving of the lowest place in that awful perdition, for all those that have forfeited the least of thy considerations. But, Lord, thou doest it not for our sakes, only for thy great name's sake. Oh, that becomes a gladness for a people that find out more and more by the uncoverings how awful, how sinful not only they are, but what they still remain. Lord, we lay before thee the whole congregation and all those that are listening along. Oh, in the serious times in which we are living, thou dost still come with thy testimony. Turn ye, turn ye. Why should ye die, O house of Israel? Thou still comest to proclaim it from the housetops. This is the way, walk ye in it. O Savior of Zion, it has pleased thee to say unto thy disciples, I am that way. Oh, that only way, that new and living way, that way by which we can still be restored unto thee. For he has come to suffer, to bleed, to die, to be forsaken of thee, O God. Oh, that incomprehensible and unfathomably deep suffering. Lord, give us now in this morning that something of it may be declared, that for the first time in our life we may become what we are, and that is a guilty sinner. And that thou wilt become who thou art, a holy, just, and righteous God, who has yet been so patient and long-suffering. And unto thee we cannot pay the last penny, not even the first penny. We only can multiply our debts. But Lord, now in Christ Jesus lies the whole solution, not only a portion of it. He is a complete and a perfect Savior, and he willingly suffered for the sins of his people. He shed every part of his blood so they would pay to the uttermost, and there would be nothing remaining anymore that the handwriting of the sins of a guilty people would be entirely blotted out. Oh Lord, what a wonder that is for those who cannot but increase their guilt. But Lord, that is now the wonder of salvation. It is one-sided. It is free, and it is complete and perfect. And therefore the Savior has said it unto his followers, I have loved thee unto the end. Lord, he did not stop short, but he loved his people unto the end, and he poured out his soul unto death. Oh, and then to rise again, to ascend into heaven and to sit at the right hand of thy glory in order to apply all the salvation that he has obtained for lost and undone sinners. For he became sin for them, that they may become partakers of all that is good and profitable and comfortable. Lord, remember us then in this morning hour. Thou hast spared and kept. We lay before thee the congregation and all those that are listening along, that we may come to realize, Lord, our life is fleeting away. It is but a shadow, and soon it shall be past. And then, where is man? Where is he? Oh, now still, in that precious day of salvation, thou comest to testify of that grace that there is in Christ Jesus for the greatest and the worst of all the sinners. Lord, wilt thou remember widows and widowers, the handicapped and those in trouble and distress, those with burdens and cares, those that are taken care of in homes, Lord, that cannot be at home anymore, but still in the land of the living. Lord, visit them with grace, for thee nothing is too wonderful. Be then, Lord, also with the needs and the ones beyond the congregation, for thou hast a people yet here and there, sometimes in prison or in persecution, in loneliness as sparrows upon the housetop, but also others in distress and calamities, in warfare, who can tell? Work among Jew and work among Gentile. For the earth is declining to its end, and the time is hastening on that the last judgment trumpet shall call. But Lord, it is not yet that time. And then we are in that moment that even foolish and wise virgins hear that there is yet grace. But O Lord, oh, that sleeping of those foolish virgins, that shall be a sleeping and an awakening too late. For now is the time, now is the day of salvation. And now comes yet the Lord with the ambassadors, that we must be reconciled unto thee. And that way of reconciliation, that ministry of reconciliation, is still entrusted unto us. And we ask, Lord, supply thou the strength for it, the desire unto it, and the blessing upon it, Lord, for thou alone canst supply. Oh, it is a holy lesson to be learned more and more. Without me ye can do nothing. And the wonder shall be that I am able to do all things through Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the mighty God. He is that gracious Savior. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I shall give thee rest. Oh Lord, thy yoke is light, thy burden is easy. Give us also then to follow thee, and show us the way also in the unknown future. Lord, when means shall be at used, may it be for thy honor alone, and may it yet be, if it is thy holy will, to strengthen, to heal, and to continue yet in thy service. But if it is otherwise, Lord, oh, give then also at last to behold thy countenance in glory. But Lord, it is thy will, it is thy way, and give us but to follow thee, and keep us from our own ways, and cause us to walk in thy ways. Remember us then, Lord, if all the needs and wants, any of them are forgotten, wilt thou not forget it? Be with thy servants true and tried. Increase their number in thy favor wherever they are or labor. Also the student, Lord, instruct him and help him and prepare him. Lord, we ask all these things. We have no right and we have no claim. We bring before thee the school with the needs and the wants. Give faithfulness and prayer unto the school board, also unto the teachers, the desire and the help to perform their labors. Also when the families at home are there, and wilt thou convert our students, and wilt thou teach them to obey. Ah, Lord, they are also sons and daughters of Adam, rebellious by nature, needing conversion. But wilt thou still give that, Lord? It is the time of grace, the best time. For thou dost say, remember now thy Creator, in the days of thy youth. When we are older, when we are sick, then evil days come upon us. Once more, yet in this season, the catechism classes shall be taught. Lord, help those that must instruct, and wilt thou give them also a blessing upon their labors, and that the catechism students will also pay attention, beg in their soul for a blessing. Lord, there are many things that we should ask. The nation and the world, oh, help us. Guard us against sin. And grant us those that may rule according to thy word. Lord, be with us in this morning. There is no reason in us, but Lord, there is a reason in thee. For it is thy name, thy service, thy word, and thy promise. We lay it before thee. Oh, do grant us then something of that fresh oil, that thy strength may be made perfect in weakness, and that thy grace will again prove to be sufficient for us. Lord, we ask it in the forgiveness of our multitude of sins. But grant us then the multitude of thy compassions, the abundance of thy mercies, flowing forth out of those wounds of thy beloved Son, for whose name we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.